It's funny, in 2018, I had several sort of changes and transitions in my life. I started a new job. We had just bought a new home and moved into it. I had been playing guitar and singing in one band and started playing bass in another. And towards the fall of that year, I felt like there was more transition happening. Part of that for me was the music that I was listening to, and I was frankly getting tired of just listening to the same stuff on iTunes that I had amassed over the years, and I started kind of going down this rabbit hole of, you know, going to Spotify, and then whatever band I was listening to, I would listen to the next band that other fans liked and requested. And so after a while, I began to notice that there was quite a bit of funk out there, way more than I was initially aware of. And I started having this idea that, you know, it might be fun to put together a podcast that focused on funk and then also groove. And groove is what I consider to be organ groove, but it also goes by Boogaloo and Jimmy Smith and Herbie Hancock, those kind of guys that were rocking the organ. And I just thought, hey, it might be fun to put something together someday. And that's kind of how the ball got rolling. I'm a longtime vinyl record collector. And one of the things that I love is sort of the thrill of the hunt in tracking down records, especially ones that are hard to find or just sometimes just really weird and off the wall. And when I started thinking about a show like this, I thought, you know, everybody is going to expect the top 40 hits, the Earth, Wind & Fires and the Kool & the Gangs, and they all have their place and they're going to be on the show. But what interested me were these rare sort of B-side tracks or outtakes or instrumental versions of songs that just blew me away because the musicianship behind these great artists and bands. And I thought, man, it would be cool to focus on the songs that people have probably never heard. And I can tell you, I'm a big funk fan, and I'm hearing stuff all the time that I've never heard before. And so I began to put the idea together that if it's a show that I would love, that I would enjoy listening to, then I bet there are other people like me who would also enjoy something like this, that the listeners and I would go on this sort of journey together and mine out these gems that make you want to get up and dance or get up and do something. You don't even need the lyrics to get that. And I'm fascinated and excited by that kind of music and presenting those songs together. It's called the Funky Groove Show. It doesn't mean that it has to be capital F funk, you know, from that genre. The show is going to cover soul. Soul plays a huge part into funk. I mean, funk wouldn't exist without soul. But even you get into disco and hip-hop, those all have these great elements of funk. If it makes you feel good, and you know it when you hear it, it's going to be on this show. To me, a group that is the perfect example of the kinds of music you're going to hear on Tonic the Funky Groove Show is Herbie Hancock and the Headhunters. And their seminal song, Watermelon Man, is one of the classic funk jazz songs, and I feel like it's just full of grooviness and soul, and it just makes you kind of want to wiggle in your seat, not be able to sit still. So this is off the 1973 album Headhunters.